Hi Aries, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your weekly reading for July 18th through the 25th. Keep in mind, these are general. Take what resonates, leave what does not. Okay, here we go. Now, I did an overall general reading, and this applies to all the star seeds, okay? And that reading was for this week. And we had the Four of Pentacles reversed, the Ten of Wands, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. All right, so the question here is, do you own your possessions or do they own you? Okay, this week, some kind of energy is going to be brought front and center for any of the star seeds that this resonates with, that they could be living beyond their means. You could also be feeling like you might have sold your soul to the devil, all right, to keep up some type of lifestyle. But at any rate, there is going to be, for some of you, needing to consider the burdens, okay? The cost of keeping things running, the cost of ownership, all right? Now, do these things own you because of that? It might be time to take a look at that. All right, moving on. Now, in your general overall energy, I got two messages, and one was, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, and she'll have fun till her daddy takes her T-bird away. Those were the messages given to me. Take them as they apply, you know. All right. So, now, Aries, I have pulled seven cards here for the week, and the general overall message I'm getting right away is this might be the lady who's scorned right now, and she's not a happy camper. The Queen of Pentacles reversed. All right. This could be someone greedy, someone, normally this is a nurturing queen, but she is not when she's not upright. Some kind of balance needs to be made. There's definitely manipulation. There's even a potential theft here. Okay? But there's an Empress who sees this happening. So, Aries, I hope that you're the Empress and not the Queen of Pentacles, because she could very well get caught out on whatever shady shit she's involved in. So we have a juggling act going on here. So maybe the Empress, this could be someone, it could even be you, who's posing as an Empress, but is actually the Queen of Pentacles, and is obtaining wealth and abundance from some maybe less than, you know, less than honest ways. We have the Magician card as well. So let me run it down. We got the Queen of Pentacles reversed, Temperance, Two of Wands reversed, Seven of Swords, the Empress, the Two of Pentacles, and the Magician. So, again, you know, this could be someone who's involved, who marries for money, who maybe does insurance policy scams. You know, someone who acquires property through someone else's misfortune. Okay? So this energy is, yeah, a little shady. Okay, so let's clarify this a little bit. I'm going to throw a couple cards down here. Spirit, what do you got for me for this Queen of Pentacles reversed? What is going on with this Queen of Pentacles reversed, please, Spirit? Wheel of Fortune reversed. Okay, yikes, right. So, again, I said there was a potential for this energy to get caught or somehow blocked, all right? And that's kind of what looks like might be happening this week, because Temperance is here maybe to balance things out. So why is Temperance here, Spirit? Ten of Swords. Okay, because someone was betrayed. Again, I said there was some shady potential manipulative ways that people are gaining their wealth and building their wealth. They're building their wealth on the backs of others, maybe even worse, through their demise. All right, so let's see. Why is this Two of Wands reversed? Oh, so you have the... Let me get here. Oh, man. There could be a couple of people involved in this, like a couple, like a power couple even, who's abusing their authority. We have the Hierophant reversed. And I'll be damned if this Queen of Pentacles isn't reversed back again. Okay, and this is a different deck. So, I can't make that one up. That one is coming out strong, loud and clear. Why is this shady little bastard trying to get away with something here with the Seven of Swords, Spirit? Why is this trying to take everything that someone worked for? Again, this feels like, you know, some kind of scam. You know, or they worked hard to keep this mask on as the Empress. Again, as I said there, that was a fake. We're going to find out right now if that Empress isn't just the mask for that Queen of Pentacles reversed. Why is this Empress here? Who's this Empress, Spirit? Why is this Empress sitting here? Looking calm and peaceful and beautiful and wise and light. When there's other stuff going on here. The Chariot. Yeah, that could be, you know, someone's steering things in a certain direction. Someone's taking control. Someone's taking the lead. Moving things in the way that they want to. That could be, yep. All right, why is this Two of Pentacles here? What is this juggling act, this balancing? Again, I thought that that would be the, you know, someone pretending to be something that they're not. Let's see what that is. Why is that Two of Pentacles here? Oh my God, it's clarified with the Two of Pentacles. So that is like, wow. Yeah, This queen is doing one hell of a balancing act here. Okay. I'm gonna get some outcomes on this one because this is pretty wild. Alright, so what do we have for the magician spirit? Why is this magician here? Who's pulling the puppet strings back here? It's all the way at the end. Let's find out. This is someone who refused something before. Wants to. It might be someone returning. Okay. Maybe they're coming back. Like, well, is that offer still good? Maybe this couple is having issues. Okay. So this queen has to, she's got a lot going on here. She's juggling the emperor, but she's also juggling the mask. So this week's going to be a little bit tricky when you're dealing with, anything involving stability or financial. Okay. I don't see a lot of love going on here. I do see a couple and I do see a marriage, but they are not on the same page. They are not. I mean, there could be I don't know if they were involved in this together or one of them found out about the other. Okay. You know, and this could be you. You could be in this scenario on either side of it. So, all right, let's check out the Prism Oracle. And we'll see what's going on underneath all this shady ass energy, Aries. There's a lot of it here this week. All right, Spirit. What's going on in the 5D? What's going on up above in the spiritual realm? Let's find out. Let's see. For this week, let's ask Spirit, where is Aries going to be this week? In this, how's Aries standing? How is Aries standing? You have cleanse reversed, so man, Aries, I don't wanna accuse or judge, but there's a potential that if you're involved in this scenario and you know you are, whether you want to admit that or not, your hands are dirty. Okay. You have some involvement. Or some part to play here. So what's crossing Aries? What's crossing the cleanse, Spirit? Why can't Aries get this dirt off their hands? Isolation. Okay. Maybe you feel removed from it in some way. Or there was some type of separation. Because I did say at the end here, we did have someone trying to come back. All right, so you might have went through a period of isolation. What's the challenge, Spirit? What is the challenge for Aries this week? Show me the challenge for Aries for the week of July 18th. 25th. space. Maybe you'd like to be removed from it. You need some space away to think about it, to consider your options, to maybe figure out a different way to move. You might be trying to not get caught. I mean, you know, the seven of, it's a thief card all day. So, or someone you're involved with is. All right, so what's coming in to assist? Intuition. All right, so your intuition is going to help you this week. It's going to show you the right way to go, the right direction to go, or let you know if, you know, you're going in the right or wrong direction. All right. What action should Aries take, Spirit? What is the action for Aries? Show me the action, please, for Aries for the week of July 18th through the 25th. If you, maybe you're involved with people who are, you know, doing a little bit of shady business and you don't want to be involved, this could be you trying to, you know, create that space. You know, especially if these people are under any kind of investigation already, you do not. Even if you're innocent, you do not want any ties to them because you could go down with the ship here. You have illumination and movement. Illumination reversed and movement. Okay, so, well, being an Aries, which is usually, you know, it, like, the major arcana is the Fool, so you're just going to move. You're just, you're not even going to think, you're just going to move. And I think it's going to be away from, you don't want to get caught up in this, all right? And if you already are caught up in it, you're going to try to want to escape any kind of accountability, it looks like. This week, you're just not doing it, okay? So, Aries, that's what I have for you this week. I hope you have a good one. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.